Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Feeling tired or sluggish? Take a look at what's on your plate. Greasy and unhealthy foods will only slow you down. But one thing we can all choose to do, eat better. Try adding a salad to your meals. Fill one half of your plate with fruits and veggies. Or reach for fruit when you want a snack. Before you know it, you'll have more energy, more drive, and feel better. After all, the benefits of eating healthy are endless. Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, cattle coasted through the end of 2022 as traders seemed to be content with prices where they are. Feedlots were satisfied with higher cash for the week, and packers were satisfied with higher cutouts. Obviously, packers wanted to limit their spending on cattle, but with strong cutouts and tighter supply, they needed to again pay more last week. Box beef was higher, choice up $3.12, select up 23 cents, rounding out a strong week. However, poor export sales were reported with only 2,300 metric tons sold, and likely what to put the pressure on the market. Hogs closed mixed with most of the pressure on front month February. February and April contracts ended at the same price they closed the previous week, eliminating the strong gains realized early in the week. Cash and cutout struggled during the week, leaving little for traders to get excited about. The National Direct Afternoon Hog Report down 32 cents, while cutouts gained just 2 cents. March Kansas City wheat closing 21.5 cents higher, 888 a bushel on Friday, down 11.75 cents on the month, but appearing to have finally found support after a 2-month sell-off. For all of 2022, spot Kansas City wheat was up 86.5 cents, or about 11%. That's an accomplishment, which also needs to mention prices were over $5 higher in May. March corn down a penny Friday to 678.5, but finishing the month of December up 11.5 cents. Spot corn was up 85.25 cents, or about 14% in 2022, largely due to drought in the western U.S. and the loss of corn production in Ukraine. More recently, there have been numerous concerns about the future of demand for corn, as the numbers of both U.S. cattle and hogs are down on the year. March soybeans closing 7.75 cents higher at 15.24 Friday. They were up 48.5 cents on the month, the first time a March contract has ever finished the year above $15. Futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producer, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, January 5th on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time. 17,600 head, 4,500 feeder steers, 3,100 feeder heifers, 5,300 wing calves, and more. If you'd like to know the time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117 for more info.
At the close Friday, February live cattle down 95 cents, 157.90, April down 65, 161.80, January feeder cattle down 10 cents, 183.70, March down 55 cents, 186.22, February hogs down 97 cents, 87.70. Kansas City wheat, March up 21.5 Friday, 888. May was up 21 cents at 882.25. Chicago wheat, March up 18 cents, 792. May was up 17.75 at 798.75. March corn down a penny, 678.5. May was down a penny at 678. January soybeans up 10.5, 15.19.25. March was up 7.75 at 15.24. March cotton up 73 cents at 83.37.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.